When Jesus went to the cross to pay the price for your sin and for my sin, he at that point endured the greatest fiery trial that has ever been experienced. We do not really comprehend what he suffered when he went to the cross. But there's a verse in Hebrews that speaks about that event, and in the process gives us a source of strength and help when we're having to go through our own fiery trials, which are minor in comparison. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus." Now let me stop there and say this. A key to going through difficulties and trials and tribulations and suffering in this life is to get our eyes off the circumstances we're in and to get our eyes focused on Jesus. So this verse begins by saying, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." Now I hope you didn't miss those words, "who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." What God's telling us here is that Jesus was able to endure the cross in part by realizing that there was a different perspective. There was an eternal perspective. He could look to the joy that was set before him and go through this most horrific fiery trial. He could see things from the perspective of eternity. And the Bible says here we are to look unto him. We need to learn from his example. And so I've included here some verses that I'm going to share with you in a few minutes that I believe will help us keep perspective if we meditate on these verses, if we get these verses in our heart and in our mind and understand these truths deep within. There's a danger of just letting the verses run through our brain quickly without really grabbing hold of them and meditating. God instructs us in his word to meditate on his truth and on his word. Before I share the verses, let me share a couple of little memories from my childhood. They seem very trivial, and yet God has seen fit to cause them to stick in my brain, and I think partially that it's to teach me a valuable lesson about perspective. The first one was when I was 9 years old, a little boy in Sunday school, and the day came when I was to be promoted from the primary Sunday school class up to the junior Sunday school class. So they came to get a few other boys and me from our primary Sunday school class to take us up to the new class. After we'd gotten into the new class, they came to get the 13-year-old boys who were in that class to move them out and promote them to the intermediates class. And I remember watching those 13-year-old boys leave the room with the thought going through my brain, "Good grief, I'm going to be here the rest of my life. I'll be here forever." Because at the time, I could not conceive of the time that was going to be required for me to get from the age of 9 to the age of 13. From my perspective as a 9-year-old, it was equivalent to eternity. Now, of course, the whole thing is just a dim, fading memory that I can barely bring back to mind. Happened so many years ago. I had a similar experience when I was in the 9th grade in high school. I was watching my first basketball game as a high school freshman, and about 3 rows behind me, there were some loud-mouthed, boisterous senior boys. And I remember looking over my shoulder at those boys and thinking the same kind of thoughts I had had as a 9-year-old in that Sunday school class. I just couldn't conceive of the amount of time that was going to be required for me to get from being a high school freshman to a high school senior. It just seemed that it would be forever. And now, of course, the whole thing is just a fading, distant memory. Well, through the years of my life, those two little memories have served to remind me many times that life, all of life, is like that. you can probably identify with me by remembering times when you look forward to something coming that seemed like it was such a long way off, and now you look back in amazement that it has come and gone long ago. We get so absorbed with the things of this life that it's difficult for us to grasp sometimes that it's really going to be over very soon. Very quickly, we're going to be looking back after passing through a certain amount of trials and a certain amount of suffering and a certain amount of tribulation. We're going to look back from the perspective of eternity, and we're going to think, wow, that was fast. At that point, the fiery trials that seemed so horrific to us at the time will seem but dim memories from that perspective. So with those thoughts in mind, consider the following scriptures and just meditate deeply on these things. I would encourage you to commit them to memory so the Holy Spirit can bring them to your mind when you need them the most. James 4:14. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. 1 Corinthians 15:26. The last enemy that will be abolished is death. Hebrews 2:14. Since then the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Let me comment on that briefly. The point of that verse is that what Jesus did for us on the cross defeated death for those of us who trust him, so that death no longer is a threat to us. We know that one day we will look back on death from the perspective of eternity as something that was very temporary and it was defeated. And so, by doing that for us, Jesus Christ took away the greatest tool, the greatest weapon that Satan had, and that is the threat of death. The threat of death is no longer such a horrific threat to one who's in Christ. Revelation 21:4, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death. There shall be no longer any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Psalm 30:5. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Romans 8:37. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, All that God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Peter 1:7, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 5:10, and after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Are you going through a fiery trial? Meditate on these verses and begin to see things from God's perspective, from the perspective of eternity, and you will have great peace and great comfort and great joy.